farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agricultural Competitiveness Program Director says Jamaican producers can benefit from globalization. Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers at Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829-022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829-022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Director of the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, ACP, Petronia Colley, says globalization and expanding international trade have made it easier for Jamaican producers to find openings in emerging markets overseas. Ms. Colley says it is important for producers to gain better control over production, trade, and distribution to fully maximize on the opportunities that are available. She says another important thing to consider is guaranteeing product quality to enhance credibility in the overseas marketplace.
The government has identified the need for promoting increased productivity, developing high-quality product standards, strengthening export capacity, building vertical and horizontal clusters and networks, and improving the appropriate legislative frameworks.
Director of the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, ACP, Petronia Colley. The government has done so through the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, a market-driven and export-led strategy to foster growth of the agricultural sector. The initiative, funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, aims to enhance competitiveness in the agricultural sector through the implementation of activities aimed at promoting market access by small and medium farmers. The initiative also aims to stimulate private sector investment in the industry.
The program is supporting the development of a modern, efficient, internationally competitive and sustainable agricultural sector, which will open and expand domestic and international market access and opportunities for Jamaican products with a competitive and comparative advantage.
Ms. Colley says the program will continue to focus on facilitating the linkages of the primary productive sectors with the marketing chain and generating value added through market access and export promotion with its partner, Jampro. She says although farmers and exporters of agricultural produce are faced with many challenges, both locally and internationally, they are not insurmountable.
Through a technical cooperation agreement with AICA, the program is seeking to train and sensitize agricultural officers on the knowledge and skills in standard business practices, such as effective planning, decision-making, management, and having a full appreciation of the requirements for operating a successful agricultural enterprise.
Ms. Colley was speaking at a 2-day training seminar on farm enterprise management in St. James recently. The training involved lectures, video presentations, and case studies for agricultural technicians who interact directly with farmers in the agroparks and satellite communities. The course covered understanding the basic principles of farm management, demonstrating the use of various tools and techniques to analyze information to make informed decisions on the farm. It also looked at illustrating the use of problem-solving approach and how business management concepts can be applied to real-life scenarios on various farming enterprises. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Jackass who gillo pancake must get kukumakatik. Translation: a donkey that gallops and kicks will get a rough stick. And this means one who misbehaves must be punished. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.